8.4. The European slave trade in West Africa. What happened? West Africans responded to the demand for slaves in different ways. A few West Africans refused to take part in the slave trade, but it was hard to resist the Europeans. One West African king said that he would not even let slaves be marched through his country. The Europeans tried to bribe him, but he still refused. Then, the Europeans got another group of West Africans to go to war against the king. Many of his people were captured and sold as slaves. Other West Africans tried to find slaves outside their own community. For example, the king of the Congo made war against his neighbors and sold the people he captured to the slave traders. More often, a group from one West African village raided another village. Armed with guns, the raiders captured men, women, and children. Sometimes, children were kidnapped while the adults were out farming. Some West African groups did not raid other villages. Instead, they traded people who were already slaves, such as prisoners they had captured during wars. These groups did not want to be part of the slave trade, but they had little choice. Their neighbors who did trade slaves were becoming richer and more powerful, and they might try to capture them and sell them as slaves.